Hello, hello, beautiful souls. I'm here at the quayside watching the beautiful Fraser River, and it's quite sunny today, amazing day. And I just want to share what I wrote in my blog today. I was woken up around 4 in the morning, and yesterday I received this video information regarding a person that used to come to our meditation, and apparently is suffering in his own paranoia that he was talking about me, and that my son's suicide death was a result of my bad karma in his message in TikTok. So I was kind of bewildered listening to my girlfriend while she's talking about it, and I realized right away that these vibrations are not for my highest good. So I kept my stillness, I was centered, and I just really felt the desire to call on the consuming violet flame of Saint Germain and the beloved mighty I Am presence. Beloved mighty I Am presence. Beloved mighty I Am presence. So what happened is I contemplated on that situation and how I can help forgive, transmute, send compassion to his higher self. I opened my Akashic records, and it took me a while to tell my partner, because I know he Milan's very sensitive in this type of stuff. He doesn't want to hear these things, but I have to tell him, of course. And it I waited till our shop was closed, and then I also told my girlfriends, the goddesses that I have close to my heart, and my family regarding this incident. So as I navigated through it at night, I was woken up around 4 in the morning, and I decided to continue on my readings. I've been delving deep for years now with the discourses of Saint Germain. It was channeled by Godfrey Ray King. And this particular chapter is the Ascended Master Light by the Great Cosmic Beings. And I knew I needed to address this condition, so then we can help expand this radiation of light, the expansion of light into our body, our collective, our Mother Earth. I take anything that comes to my to my radar as a part of the collective. So I look at this not as personal, but as a collective message. So for a few days now, I've been dreaming about that I was being stabbed, like being killed, like murdered. And I didn't really resonate it, like I didn't find what's the meaning of this. So I just kept that in my journal. And then on my birthday, we saw a bear that symbolizes protection, like this mother bear, right? So I knew then that this incident is about protection. And how, as a human being, we are easily interfered. We receive interferences from the shadow work, the people that are going through mental health issues, paranoia. So I look at this as collective suffering of the mental health body. So then I created a sacred space. You know, I did my ritual. I lighted a candle, smudged myself, and also my partner who's asleep. And I asked the League of Angels to surround me, and Archangel Michael to cut these cords. entanglements, any karmic imprints of threat, fear, paranoia, curse, black magic between our souls. And I visualize that this is happening with the blazing sword of truth of Archangel Michael. And I also visualize myself inside the violet flame, tube of flame, with my higher self integrated with my physical body. And then I open my records and ask the imprint to be rewritten with the power of the great cosmic light of protection and forgiveness. I also think and feel that this is a spiritual tool that you can use anytime you are feeling interfered or any chaotic energy around you, around your family members. You can be in the octave of the Ascended Master's light. So these things that are happening, if you asked me 15 years ago, I would have different reaction. But because I am delving, resonating, attuning into the Saint Germain discourses, I feel the outpouring love of the threefold flame. The threefold flame are power, wisdom, and love. And you can also visualize this in your heart, like the blue, yellow, pink flame. So this threefold flame assists and connect us to our power, wisdom, and love. That everything in your reality can be transmuted. And that, you know, I felt like I had no reaction of fear or anger, but of love, compassion, and forgiveness for his soul. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that. And as I am basking into this beautiful sunlight and the crows around me, I just feel like all sentient beings need protection in every which way that you are being challenged or attacked. This is a calling for light. So fear is an illusion, and that fear needs light. And when we have this radiation of light, they need this light. So the divine light that is residing within you, beloved mighty I Am presence, is powerful protection. So it is the source of all that is, connecting to your cosmic blueprint. And when we read the Ascended Master's transmissions, we are receiving these light codes and the light pattern in our sacred geometry that builds our human creations will be filled of light, that we can co-create anything with the masters of light. So we want to experience that on Mother Earth. And also I was reading about the war entity, that there is an entity of war living in Mother Earth that is creating discordance. And that we can dissipate this in our realities by being fully loyal, dedicated, faithful to the beloved mighty I Am presence. And that you have the power, the divine perfection within you. You are encoded with this radiance and transformative light to help seize any borders, anything that is seemingly separated from you. So when we see ourselves as mirrors and others, we can be free of discordance because we are choosing light in all aspects of beings. And the shadow can only be realized if we shine our light upon it. As we are traversing in our multidimensional state of being, let's keep our attention to light. And know that you have power over all dominions with this power granted upon us. And may the divine grace and blessings shine over your life and creations. So sending you love, divine power, wisdom, and peace. Namaste.